December 6th, 2018, we are here on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet in Masechet Megillah. Eight lines from the bottom of the page. Says the Gemara, what is it, five words before the end of the line. Tanya, that's a Beraita. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Im yomru lecha zekenim setor v'yeladim b'nei setor ve'al tivne. Mipnei shesetirat zekenim binyan u'binyan ne'arim setira. Here's the mashal. You're interested in building a second floor to your home. And you turn to the elders, and the elders say, listen, your foundations won't hold up this second floor. Tear down the whole thing. Build two floors from new, from scratch. But the yeladim, the younger, the ne'arim, say, what are you talking about? You have already the walls. Just build up. Tfaddal, go ahead and build up. You'll be fine. You should listen to the zekenim and not listen to the ne'arim. Says the Gemara, says the Beraita, what's the reason? It says, well, although it looks like stira, which means the takedown of the zekenim, is not something so positive, in reality, that's binyan. If you don't listen to them in that circumstance, your foundation is gone, you'll have wasted money because everything will fall and collapse. However, binyan ne'arim, when you have young, youthful people who are aspiring to greatness, who are dreaming about greatness, but aren't doing it fully conscientiously, although it seems like binyan, in reality it's stira. V'siman ladavar, and says the Gemara, siman ladavar, in other words, you'll find something similar in our history. Rehavam ben Shelomo. What's the story of Rehavam ben Shelomo? Rehavam ben Shelomo, when he comes into kingship, the nation is complaining about taxes. Havam ben Shlomo has a dilemma. Should I make less the taxes, or should I keep them the same and even raise them in order to have more money for the kingdom? He's given different advice. On his own, he thinks he should raise them. The Zakenim, the people who know, say to him, this is a mistake. Lax up on the taxes. You'll raise them in the future, but get the people on your side in the meantime. Now again, in the short run, when you pull down the house, it looks like you're not doing something very constructive. In the short run, when you lower the taxes, it doesn't look very positive either. In the long run, however, you're going to be able to build the second floor. In the long run, you're going to be able to have the people on your side. I mean, I feel this once in a while in the following context. When I teach in the school, for example, when I teach a double period Gemara, every day I teach the 11th graders, the juniors, a double period Gemara. So just yesterday, one of the boys says, I'm going to be 3-4 minutes late. I'm sorry, so you're going to be 3-4 minutes late to Gemara? I give him a hard time. So he says, come on, the first 3-4 minutes anyway, we're talking, we're feeling good, and so forth. And so the same thing happened at this class. Remember, a few weeks ago, someone said, he's not here today, he says, oh, we should go straight into the limud. I said, if we go straight into the limud, you lose the flavor of the limud. So it sounds like, it feels like, we're learning less as a result of those 3-4 minutes of talking. But if you don't, maybe you could have been learning in all that time. But in reality, that's what gets everyone into learning. You involve people. So it's the statement of the Chachamim that sometimes bitula zohi kiyuma, sometimes by forgetting Torah, by neglecting Torah, quote unquote, that's what's the greatest growth in Torah. Sometimes when you give that ability for growth, which means by holding back, that's the idea of burning out also. We know this with our children. If you push your children too much, you want to be binyan, they end up burning out, the whole thing will topple. And so that's the statement in the Gemara over here as well. Tanura banan is a beraita. Makom shemafsikin bashabbat. This is going back to our Mishnah, going back to Kriyat HaTorah halachot. So if you recall, so here's the idea. Makom shemafsikin bashabbat. You finished last week's parasha. You finished parasha vayeshev. The beginning, assuming this was a regular week, this part was regular. Minhan Shabbat, where are you starting? Miketz. Good. Well, now what about on Monday? Again, we start at the beginning of Miketz. What about on Thursday? Again at the beginning of Miketz. What about on Shabbat? Again at the beginning of Miketz. I told you in the Mishnah, we're going to have two opinions about this. See, here we go. Here's the first bit. Makom shemafshikin b'Shabbat Shachrit, the place where you stop the Kiriyah, Makom Shabbat Shachrit. Sham korin b'mincha. That's where you pick up b'mincha so far. So good. B'mincha, wherever you paused in mincha, in other words, after Shilishi, Sham kore b'sheni.
No.
Okay, this was the first opinion. Basheni, where you finish there, so you're probably at least up to Aliyat Shilishi, Sham Korim B'Hamishi.
Continue.
No, what you end up doing on Saturday is you're starting from Revi'i.
Oh, because Monday.
Because because you had mincha, you read Rishon. Monday you read Sheni. Thursday you read Shlishi. You're probably starting around B'chamishi sham korin l'shabbat haba'a. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. We don't follow that opinion. We follow Rabbi
Yehuda. It's not bad.
It's nice. It's no Torah Sibur. Now what you lose is...
You come Shabbat, you understand.
No. You're not doing Hazara on Shabbat. On Shabbat, you're going forward. You did on Mincha on Shabbat, you read the beginning of Miketz. On Monday, you did
Let's
Shini.
Say you get to Shlishi.
But on Shabbat, you started off in Aliyat Revi'i. You don't go back and review it.
No,
that's the statement. Now, it's nice for Torah Sibur. There's less Kiryah.
Two parashiyot every week.
Yep, understood. What you lose out is not as many people are there during the week. You have the most people on Shabbat morning. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Makom Shemafsikin B'Shabbat Shachrit, Sham Korim B'Mincha, U'Bashini, U'Bahamishi, U'L'Shabbat Haba'ah. The place where you stopped, and it's the beginning of Mikis, that's where
you
enter everything.
Some people say, okay, you know what, I miss Monday, I'm going to read it on Thursday, you know?
So
if you're gonna do this the way I think,
so you'll force them to be there.
Yeah,
you like it to be me. Amar bizera halacha. Here's the halacha. Not like you, Sharon. I'm sorry. Makom shemasikim b'Shabbat Shachrit, sham korim b'mincha b'sheni b'chamishi u'Shabbat haba. Now is the machlok between Biyuda and Bimeir. We know the names. It's a strange statement of bizera. Bizera. In other words, I have a machlok between Joey and Charlie. Two of you each make your opinion, and now I walk in and I recount your opinion. Joey says you're allowed to do X, Y, and Z. Charlie says you're not allowed to do X, Y, and Z. I walk in and I say you're allowed to do X, Y, and Z. Why'd you say that? Rabbi, just be no. That we could give him the capability, but why weren't you more brief in your language? Just say halakha like Joey. Halakha like Charlie. You're getting too philosophical. You're getting too strange over here, Rabbi, in this statement. So says the Gemara, Velema, halakha k'rabi yuda, but he didn't even give us. Just say the statement, halakha k'rabi yuda, answers the Gemara. It would have been too dangerous for him just to use those words. Halakha k'rabi yuda, mishum de apchelehu, because people might flip the opinions. In other words, keep in mind, this is Torah Shba'al Peh. Torah Shba'al Peh is something that's not written down. And as such, some might have the version that Rabbi Meir said really what Rabbi Yehuda said. And Rabbi Yehuda said what Rabbi Meir said. So if we just know the halakha is like Rabbi Yehuda, which version? We don't really know. So he was explicit in this matter. By the way, on the last point of Bitula, Zohi Kiyuma, I mean, I feel that myself as well. Sometimes when you speak from the pulpit, oftentimes you have to always think and keep in mind, you can't tafasta merubbe lo tafasta. In other words, if you're trying to throw at the people too much material, if you're trying to do it, you'll completely lose. Okay. Says Gemara Amar, Tanu Rabbanan, Poteach Veroe. Here's how you do Kiryat HaTorah. You open the Sefer, and you look at it, what you're about to make a beracha and read from. Golel, yeah. Then you roll it up, umvarech. And then you make beracha rishona. Vechozer upoteach, and then you open it again, vekore, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer, poteach veroe. You open it, you look where you're at, umvarech, leave it open, make the beracha, vekore. Says the Gemara, my ta'amad Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir say you have to close the sefer in the interim when you make the beracha? Well, what's the problem of keeping it open? Says the Gemara, Kede'ula. Hang on what we do. Kede'ula. Hang on. Stand it. One second. Says the Gemara, Kede'ula. This would be just like the opinion of Ula. What did Ula say? In a different context. The Amar Ula, Mipene ma amru hakore batora lo yeseye'a la miturgeman. Keep in mind, right? Once upon a time, there used to be a miturgeman. You used to go up to the Sefer, and you had a person who was translating inside Tosafot, said on Daf Chavkima, if you recall, we don't do that any longer. Why don't we do that any longer? Because no one understands the Targum. The whole point was to help us. No, but the whole point was to help us. We wouldn't understand it with the Aramaic. So says Ulam, if you're reading from the Sefer and the Matur Geman is having difficulty, don't throw him words. In other words, he doesn't know how to translate something. Don't throw him words. Why not? Help him out. You're in the middle of the Kriya. You said one pasuk. He's having a hard time. Help him out. Kedesh shelo yomru Targum katub batorah. We don't want people who see you helping the miturgeman. You're reading from the Sefer. You turn the miturgeman, you help him out. People say, oh, that Aramaic word, oh, that's in the Sefer. In other words, you throw off people in terms of what's actually in the Sefer, what's out. Says the Gemara, that's the reason why as well, according to this opinion, according to Rabbi Meir, you have to close the Sefer before you make the beracha. Hachanameh, so too over here, kedesh shelo yomeru berachot ketubot batorah. We don't want people to come to say, oh, the berachot in the Torah. What would it come to? I mean, the furthest extent is if people really believe that, they start writing the berachot in the sefer, you know, something like that. But Rabbi Yehuda, it's a good argument. Why would Rabbi Yehuda disagree? Targum ikal mit'eh. When it comes to translation of the sefer, once in a while you turn to the guy, you told him the translation. Okay, there people will say, that translation must be in the sefer. Every single time someone goes up to the berachot of the Torah, everyone's going to say, oh, those berachot are in the sefer. Come on, it's a very different situation. You help the miturgemans once in a while, it's one circumstance. People will say, oh, that might be in the sefer, the berachot. Anytime, if you went up for an aliyah, you know they're not there. So let's go for Rabbi Yehuda. Targum ikal mit'eh, berachot lekal mit'eh. What's the halakha? Who's the halakha like? Amar bizera, amar rav matna, halakha. Poteach. Veroeh. Umvarech. What the hell closing it? Vekore. Says the Gemara again, and we'll talk about the halakha in just a second. Again, the halakha is the sefer could stay open, maybe should stay open. It's not clear. While you make the barakha, says the Gemara, like Rabbi Yehuda, v'lema halakha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't he just say halakha k'Rabbi Yehuda? Why is he so long? Same reason as before. Answers the Gemara, mishum de'avche lehu, because people have the opinions flip. And if you just say halakha k'Rabbi Yehuda, now is this a halakha l'maaseh? So Tosafot on the left hand side here, demura matchil golelo, really going later on the Gemara says everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda lechatechila. You close it in between. That's what Tosafot says. Says this is a mahloket in, you know, if you went ahead and did it. Hang on on what we do. That's what Tosafot says. No, it's not fully clear. What about the berachot at the end? Do you keep the sefer open?
No.
It says Tosafot. Everyone agrees you keep it closed. You close it for that. Says Maran, Shulchan Aruch. Now keep in mind, the Gemara was posek halacha, so there shouldn't be much of a controversy over here. But says Maran, Shulchan Aruch here. Where is it? Siman Kuf Lametet. Saif, where am I? One second. Aleph, Saif Dalet. So it says Maran here in Shulchan Aruch, Kol HaKorin Mevarchin Lefaneh Olahareh. Not that much we know. Sheba Habanu, Notena Torah, Shenata Lano. Upoteh HaSefer, Kodem Sheyivarech, Veroeh HaPasuk Shesarech Lehatchil Bo.
Right.
VeHakach Yivarech. Ulahashikara Golelum Varech. Exactly. The last part's exactly how we said it. Does everyone do this? Writes the Haggahot of Ish Masliach. That's from Yeshivat Kisera Hamim. Footnote 2. Ulfi Divre Rabbeinu Ha'arizal. Harizal, Rabbi Yitzchak Luria, one of the Gedolei HaMekubalim. Beshar HaKavanot. Yesh Lechasot HaKetab Bemapa. Ben Beracha Rishona. What we do is, many people, they have that mitpachat at the sefer, you put that down over the kitab.
Yes.
You keep, ideally is important, not everyone knows this. Ideally, you leave it open, because keep in mind, you're closing the sefer, you're making the barachot on what's in the sefer. So you keep the sefer open for that. That would be the argument in saying, lechatechilah, have it open. And so, but I don't want to mislead the people, we put the mitpachat down. If you see, that's how many people.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, well, take a look when I go. I don't do it with mitpacha. I take my talet. I put my talet.
I
leave the
sefer
open. Leave the sefer open. Talet. I cover with talet.
But you touch the Torah with it.
No. But I'm saying while I make the beracha. But that's why we have the scarf on the sefer. That's right. That's right. Okay. All right. Onward in the Gemara here. So that's the halakha in this matter.
So you leave it open. You put the scarf or the talit.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes the Baal Koreh, our Baal Koreh closes it slightly. That's right. We keep it open.
But he's saying to cover the.
Amar bizera, amar av matna, haluchot, vehabimot, en bahen mishum kedusha. So going back to the matters of kedusha, do you need genizah? How do you handle these matters after their usage and so forth? So he's talking about two things, and he says about both of them, en bahen mishum kedusha. What are they? Haluchot. Habimot. Okay, let's start with Habimot. Bimot, says Rashi, it's talking about when the... No, you think that. It's talking about, says Rashi, the real Bimot. Once upon a time, yes. When you used to have Hakel, the king would stand on this platform. That's the Bima. He would read from a sefer on the platform, right? On Hakel. Hakel was every 7 years. On Sukkot and so forth. He would teach them Torah. All of Am Yisrael would gather in Yerushalayim in order to hear him. That Bima, or those Bimot, and by Mishum Kedusha, no Kedusha.
Oh, no kiddushah.
No kiddushah. What's luchot? Says Rashi. It's a fascinating Rashi. Says Rashi. You'll find it on the right hand side here. The first wide line. Haluchot. Says Rashi. Lo yada'ati mahen. Ma ba'alif.
He doesn't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. Okay. The yesh mefarshin. Some say hen ha asuyin lisvarim shelano she'enan asuyin begilayon. It says, and some say it's like the binding of our books. If the binding falls off, en bo mishum kedusha. Tosafot alternatively argues it's the gilyonot of sifre Torah and sifarim. In other words, the part where there's no kitab. If you shear off that part. Well, it's time. Unfortunately, you need geniza in the sefer, right? So now, but it's a huge thing, and I don't have so much space for that. I'm burying it or whatever I'm doing. So can you cut off the sides, all the blank areas? Says Tosafot, that's what we're referring to when we say luchot. The Rishonim have a tremendous mahlok about what these luchot are. So right, Rashba and Ritva, Chachmei Sfarad ask the question. Charlie says, it sounds like Tashmishei Kedusha when it comes down to it. And as such, other Chachmei Sfarad give different interpretations. In short, it's not so clear what luchot is over here. What's that? The white part, that's what Tosafot suggests.
They don't have room to bury it with the white part.
Or it became cut off.
Why would that ever come up?
Or it became cut off, I don't know. All right, onward in the Gemara, says the Gemara, onward, different halachot in terms of the Sefer Torah itself and folding it. Amar b'shefatia, Amar b'yohanan, ha-golel Sefer Torah, sarich shi'amidennu al ha-tefer. This is when you roll it, you want to have the tefer, which means the part where it's sewed, you want that to be the part that's in the middle. What's the reasoning for that? Quite simple. In other words, if I fold the sefer and the part where it's tied, where it's sewed, is on one of the rolls, it has potential to become separated. It has potential.
All the way around.
So as a result, you put it in the middle and you kind of left it over there. No, I don't know if that's so. I mean, in other words, the idea is this is for protection of the sefer. Okay, it continues the Gemara. Ve'amar b'shefatya, amar b'yohanan, ha-golel sefer Torah, golelo mibahutz. Ve'en golelo mibifnim. So here's the statement. It says, I have the sefer in front of me, and I need to do a major rolling. Let's say it's after Simchat Torah. I need to bring it back to Bereshit. So now I took it out. Let's say I took it out of the. We have it in those in the case, and you do it on the table. So what direction am I? And I'm doing it myself. Let's say. So here's the statement. I have one roll over there, and I have one roll over here, and closer to me. Now, can I pull it toward me? Should I be pulling it toward me, or should I be pulling it from afar? So only for one reason, practical and kabod. The idea over here is if I'm pulling it to me, there's potential that the whole thing will fall off the table on that side. And as a result, golo mi bahut, you bring the further part closer to you in terms of how you're just to make sure. What's that?
You can do it with your hand or you have to put it
in. We're getting there in the Gemara. We're getting there in the Gemara in terms of touch. We're getting there. Okay. Ukshehu mehaddeko. And when you close it up, when you tighten it at the end, mehadekom mibifnim ve'eno mehadekom mibahutz. Then, quite the opposite. Then I take my hands, I'm closing it up and I'm putting it into something. Take my hands and I close it up with the piece of parchment that I'm putting over. It comes from closer to me. What's the idea of that? If I were to stretch my hands over the sefer, I'm covering the sefer, and people can't see the words and things like that. If instead, it's our sefer also, when it's outside. Instead, if I'm taking it from the side of me and putting it over, quite the opposite. Everyone sees the kitab. I'm not covering it with my body, and as a result, kshehu mehaddeko, make sure you do it mibifnim, from the inside. Ve'amar b'shefatya, amar b'yohanan, asara shekar'u b'torah. So it's a regular Kiryat Torah. 10 people read from the Sefer. So you had Sefer Torah. 10 people were in the room. Hagadol Shebahem, the greatest of those 10, what aliyah does he get? Golel Sefer Torah. He gets Hagbaha. He gets Jilion. Really? Hagolelo Notel Sachar Kula. Not only that, the guy who gets Jilion, says the Gemara, he gets the reward of everyone. Wait, he got the reward of everyone. I got an aliyah. He took my reward. He took my sachar. De'amar b'Yoshua ben Levi, asara shekar'u b'Torah, hagolel sefer Torah, kibel sachar kulan. That's the statement. The statement is he gets the sachar. Ask the Gemara, sachar kulan, salka da'atach? Really?
Because he brought it up for them.
Wait, you're telling me he gets all the sachar? No, but Joey, you went up for aliyah, you learned from the sefer, this, and I did jilion, I got the whole sachar. It says the Gemara, no, that's not what it means. Ela ema, rather, what it means is kibel sachar kineged kulam. It's parallel to the sachar of everyone else. So seven olim, I'm just jilion, I got the whole thing. Now, what's the idea of this? First of all, it sells great on the high holidays. You want to sell jilion, we always get the least money. We say jilion, we quote this Gemara, we'll get a lot. What's the idea of this? Well, first and foremost, it's kabod la Torah. So the person who's holding the sefer is kabod la Torah. Secondly, and perhaps I've heard this, I'm not sure if it's written in, if it's maktub, but I do know that this is suggested. It's suggested nobody wants to do jiliyot. People look down at it. As a result, the hachamim say the job where it doesn't look as good, where you're not up at the sefer, where you're not reading from the kitab, that's the person who gets the greatest. In other words, the person who's able to stand by and do something that doesn't look as amazing, that seems a little, that's not tel sachar kolam.
Right. The Sfaradim don't do golel like the Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim, they have really a nice process. The guy sitting with the sefer,
yeah,
you open it, yep. You know, they go.
They have more. Yeah.
So you want to change ours?
And they carry it. Let's speak with Zava, see what you say.
So maybe they're talking about this.
We do it at the end.
It's not clear. It's a machloket in Rishonim.
I mean, back on the day, they don't have the.
It's a machloket in poskim about our Gemara if it's talking about Jilion at the beginning, like we do it, or if it's at the end when you're done.
I think in the end.
But when it comes down to it, when it comes down to it, it could be interpreted as both. And anyway, so who is it then? With the Ashkenazim, I remember asking this question just for fun. As of Ashkenazim, who is it? It's the one who picks it up, or it's the one who actually the Ashkenazim, they call two things. One's called Hagba, and Galila. That's the one. So who's the one when the Gemara says Notel Sachar Kula? Who's doing Galila? They're both doing Galila. Jilian, so it's the kid. That's the one we give to kids, because the Ashkenazim give to kids. They give it to the little kid to roll it. Is that Gilila, or is the person who picks it up? Not clear in the Gemara, but regardless, what I'm saying, maybe it's both. Okay, it says the Gemara. Ve'amar b'shefatya, amar b'yohanan, minayin shemishtameshin b'vatkol. How do you know that if you hear what's called a batkol? Batkol. Right, we're familiar with this. The Gemara talks about this in several places. It means you hear some sort of voice. And it's some sort of heavenly voice. Yeah. It's called bat kol because it's almost like a reverberation. It's an echo of a voice. It's not a direct. That's why it's called the daughter of a voice. But who taught? Let's say I hear it. Maybe I shouldn't listen to it. Maybe that's lo tenahashu. The Torah says you're not allowed to go to an me'onin. You're not allowed to be involved in all sorts of witchcraft. Maybe hearing voices, besides being schizophrenic, maybe you really heard the voice. I'm supposed to stay away from such things. No, you're allowed to. Who said Shine'emar? And so they cite this pasuk from Yeshaya, Ve'oznecha tishma'ana davar me'acharecha. Your ears will hear something from behind you, and you'll listen to it. Okay, says the Gemara, Lemor. Okay, v'hanemile, and this is specifically, how do you know if it's a true bat kol, d'shama' kol gavra b'mata? If you heard the voice of a man in the city, give me a second, v'kal iteta, and the voice of a woman b'davra in the field. What's the idea of that? The idea is, who belongs in the fields during the day?
The men
working. Who belongs in the city during the day? The women, I don't know, taking shopping. Care of the house and shopping and so forth. And as a result, if you heard the voice of a woman in the city during the day, you heard it's someone calling from upstairs, someone from around the corner. It's a man's voice. Oh, that's something that sticks out. If it's in the field, it's a woman's voice. Who's in there? Which woman's in the field? Oh, that must be a bad call.
What's the point of this now?
Why are we mentioning this in the Gemara? Same rabbi's names. That's all. Yep. Okay, v'hu de'amar, and this is specifically that the statement was from the bat kol, hen, v'hu de'amar, lev. It's that it was doubled. Not just, you're uncertain, I wonder if I should make this business deal. Hen, you hear some voice that says, yes. That's not bat kol. Bat kol is, you heard it double. Double, I think Tosafot says, it's like Shivua, but the idea is that's the way bat kol works. In Shivua, in fact, we would make you double your statement. Okay, ve'amar b'shefatya, amar b'yohanan, kol ha'koreh b'lo ne'imah. You read from the sefer and you don't read ta'amim. You don't read it with ni'imut. You don't read it with that beauty. Vishoneh, and you learn mishnayot b'lo zimra, without tune, says Tosafot, because, and I've mentioned this several times, the way they used to learn mishnayot was with a song. And the Mishnayot are supposed to have been written and composed with a certain rhythm. They used to have a rhythm. Sfaradim still have a certain rhythm. You know, when we do Haggadah, so we have a certain Tehillim as a separate, and of course, all Kiryah, but what I'm saying is even Mishnayot, when I learn Gemara, I don't do it with a special Nigun. Ashkenazim, they don't have a real one, but Ashkenazim, you walk into Yeshiva, they have a whole, they lane the Gemara. They read the Gemara with special tune. Anyway, says the Gemara, if you read from the Sefer without an appropriate tune, and you learn Mishnayot without that song, all right, is that okay? Alav hakatub omer, that's what Pasuk says about you, v'gamani natati lahem hukim lo tobim. Pasuk says that umishpatim lo yichyu bahem. It's a statement in the pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel. You're making the Torah into non-law matters. You're not treating it appropriately. Notice the statement in the pasuk is, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. You're not doing this right.
You're not singing.
Because as I says, David, what if I have a bad voice? What if I don't like singing? Matkif la abaye mishum de la yada levasume kala. Because you don't know how to sweeten your voice. Mishpatim lo yahyu bahem karita be. You're going to say about this person, he's not following the statutes of the Torah, he doesn't follow the halachot. Come on. Ela says the Gemara, no, the statement must be a little bit different. Kederav mishar shiya. De amar shenet amidei hachamim hayoshevim be'ir ahad. Ahat. Ve'en nohin ze etze bahalacha. The interpretation of this pasuk is different. You have two tamidei hachamim. You have two rabbis in one city. And they don't please one another with halacha. They don't talk to each other in halacha. Instead, they see each other and they look the other way. Instead, they're not involved one with the other. Aleim ha-kaduv omer. About them. Ve'chama ani natati lahem chukim lo tovim u'mishpatim lo yichyu bahem. Although they're following halacha, they're learning halacha, that's chukim lo tovim. They're not able to have a conversation with one another. Amar bi-panach, amar bi-yohanan. Kol ha-ohes Sefer Torah Arum. This is Sharon's issue. It says you're allowed to touch the Sefer, not Arum, your body is naked, your hand is naked.
Yeah.
You're allowed to touch the Sefer. Anyone who does that, Nikbar Arum. You're going to be punished by being buried naked. It says Gemara, you're going to be punished by Arum, Salgada Atach? You're going to be punished, buried naked because you touched the Sefer Torah without something on your hand? Ela Ema Nikbar Arum below Mitzvot. You're buried, says the Gemara, naked of Mitzvot. Naked of Mitzvot for touching the Sefer? Below Mitzvot, Salgada Atach? Ela Amar Abaye Nikra Arum below Otah Mitzvah. Says Abaye, the statement is, it's as if you didn't fulfill that mitzvah of kiryah, you inappropriately handled the sefer, that's arum in that mitzvah. So now, in terms of halakha l'ma'aseh on this, says Maran here in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, asur le'chosef et Torah arum b'lo mitpachat. It says, you're not allowed to touch the sefer directly. One second. When you see, sometimes people touch the sefer. So says Joey, you're supposed to do it talit. Ideally, you are. Says Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the poskim. First, Mishnah Berurah quotes from our Gemara. Okay. All right. Ba Gemara Amrinan de Avur Zenikra Arum mi mitzvah zo. That's our Gemara. Dahainu she'en lo sacha shelo ta mitzvah. Vehakavana. The interpretation over here is Shim Ahaz v'kara bo. אין לו שכר מקריאה, you don't have שכר from that קריאה, וכן אם אחזו לגוללו ולהגיעו, and so too, if you're holding it, or to fix it, or to roll it up. ואפילו נגיעה בעלמה, בידו לספר תורה ערומה, אסור, even if you're just touching it, for a second, אסורה. וכל זה, this is specifically, דווקא כשאין צורך. That's when you don't have reason. You could have used something else and you used your hand. אבל כשיש צורך לתיקון הספר תורה, לתפור קצת ולדבק בדבק מתלית וכדומה, אחד אלא אפשר? רשאי. If you have to roll it a lot and you're not going to be able to do it, and it's Torah Sibur, and you're trying to do it appropriately, says Maran in Beit Yosef, there are many poskim who interpret this Gemara that we're learning, that it's specifically you didn't do netilat yadayim. If your hands are clean, ideally you want to be touching something. Hamvadyan al-Chot Olam is very strong on this matter. But regardless, if you can't, if you need to do it quickly, if you need to be able to do it, make sure your hands are clean, and then you're not going to be arum in even otah mitzvah. Continues the Gemara over here, says Gemara, Amar bi'anai bereh der bi'anai sabba mishime der bi'anai rabba mutab tigalel hamitpachat ve'al yigalel sefer Torah. Says, how are you supposed to wrap up the sefer? Instead of taking the sefer and fitting it into, in other words, we're taking a mitpachat, so you're covering the sefer with some sort of kerchief, Ashkenazic style, or Spanish-Portuguese style. So here's the statement, it says, mutav tigalel ha-mitpachat, if you need to wrap something around, take the mitpachat and wrap it around the sefer. Ve'al yigalel sefer Torah, instead of wrapping the sefer into the mitpachat. Of course, the idea is kabod of the sefer Torah in this. Now the Gemara concludes, going back to our Mishnah, it's a conclusion of all Masechet Megillah, if you recall, the Mishnah had this statement. Pasuk says in the Torah, "Vedaber Moshe et Mu'adei Adonai el Bnei Israel." And we said that pasuk is redundant. You just told me the Mu'adim. And then you repeat it. Moshe told them all those halakhot. Of course he told them all those halakhot. And the Mishnah told us, this comes to teach us, mitzvatan, sheyehu korin otam kol echad ve'echad bizmano. It's a tzivui in the Torah, or a remez in the Torah. You read from the Sefer on each one of the holidays, me'ina anyo shel yom. Now the Gemara will quote a beraita, which gives us a little bit of a different detail. Tanura banana beraita. Moshe tiken lahem di Yisrael, sheyehu sho'alin ve'dorshim me'inyano shel yom. Hilchot Pesach be'Pesach. Hilchot Aseret be'Aseret, Hilchot Chag be'Chag. It's Takanat Moshe Rabbeinu that on the holiday, you're supposed to be Doresh b'Halachot of the holiday. Many of the Mefarshim, Maran Bet Yosef, asked this question. He says, but we know a halacha already that Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag. We saw it in Masechem Megillah even. You're supposed to be Shualim v'Dorshim b'Inyano Shel Yom. What's the Chidush? 30 days before the holiday, you're learning the halachot of the holiday. Of course, on the holiday itself, you need Takanat Moshe Rabbeinu for two separate things. What's the idea over here?
No?
What?
Only Pesach.
Sharon gives an answer, some of the Mefarshim. Maran isn't necessarily so excited about that. We assume for everything, generally. Although it don't...
No.
He's talking about the Shloshim Yom Kod Lehag. Maran's answer is a little bit different. Maran assumes it's for all the holidays, and he says like this, 30 days prior to the holiday, you're doing the preliminary matters. I don't know, Hag'alah before Pesach, Hilchot Binyan Sukkah before Sukkot, and so forth. On the holiday, you're talking about the Mitzvot of the holiday. So you're talking about the Seder on the first day. You're talking about Arba'at Aminim, you're talking about Yeshiva Basukkah, and so forth. In other words, yeah, there's two separate stages over here. Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag, you deal with all the halachot in preparation for the holiday. On the holiday itself, in addition to Kriyat HaTorah, which we have from Vaydabe Moshe, we also have this Takanat Moshe Rabbeinu to deal with the halachot. The classes on the holiday should be on Hilchot Hag Behag, Hadran Alach B'nei Ha'ir, Usalik Alam, Masechet Megillah, Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen V'Amen.